Today on More to Life, Kid Conundrums. Do parenting problems have you stumped? We'll help you regain your confidence and explore strategies for discipline that really works. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Kid Conundrums. Yeah, we're talking about parenting and those parenting problems that have got you stumped. And I'll tell you what, whether you've got littles, school-aged kids, teens, or for that matter, adult kids or grandkids, We want to hear from you today about those parenting problems. We want to help you regain your confidence and explore strategies that really work. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
You know, Greg, I'm so glad that we're letting people know that this is at every age, this is at every stage. I mean, we certainly remember, and my girlfriends and I certainly remember, talking to each other when we had infants and toddlers and thinking, this is so hard. This is so hard. How are we going to get through this? How did anybody ever get through this? And then I remember talking to those same women when our kids hit teenagehood, you know, our oldest kids hit teenagehood, and we were saying this, we thought toddlerhood was hard. This is insane, especially in light of how much, you know, the world has changed. And now we have kids who are full-grown adults down to teens, and it's like, this still is hard, because all the game pieces have changed. Our role is different, and when they're struggling, or different, or whatever that is, it's still hard, but we have a less direct roadmap to trying to help them. So every age and stage, once we're parenting or loving a child like we're parenting, comes with its own challenges. It's exhausting. It's kind of scary sometimes. It can be confusing. But that's what we're here to help you with today. Because if God has put you in a child's life, He wants you to be light to that child. He wants you to be that person who helps that child see the face of God and walk in the way of God and handle the day-to-day well. And that feels like a pretty big weight to hold some days, and very confusing too. So let us help you out today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And I want to tip our hat a little bit here, tip our hand, I guess, and just say up front that we're actually going to be talking about a very different approach to parenting, a different mindset to take into parenting that helps you step out of the role of being the police officer or warden, and you're just constantly putting out fires or trying to keep the inmates in line, and focus more on an approach that allows you to be a mentor to your kids, to come alongside of your children when they're struggling, to help them not just behave better, but be godly people. We're going to talk more about what that looks like, but tell us, are you tired of feeling like parenting is just one long battle to stop bad behavior? Do you have questions about what it would look like for you to be more of that mentor to your kids than just a manager of their bad behavior? Are there specific things your kids are doing that you'd like to change for good? Maybe you're struggling to understand why your kids are doing the frustrating things they're doing, or better yet, how to get them to not do those things anymore. Whether your kids are littles, teens, or adults, we want to help you find faithful, effective ways to resolve these kid conundrums. 877-573-7825.
So if you're tired of feeling exhausted, angry, frustrated, confused, and probably a little scared about those kids and where they're going to turn out a lot of the time, let us help you today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Whatever age or stage your kids are at, even adult kids. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And, you know, fair enough to say, well, how could some theology help me handle my kids better or be a more confident parent? Good question. So St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a huge question. He's basically said, if we looked at everything God's given us, right, creation, scripture, salvation, history, you name it, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what we call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that family life is at the heart of building the kingdom of God. Parents often fall into the trap of thinking that discipline is just about stopping those bad behaviors. But that's a constant, exhausting battle to keep the chaos at bay. But the theology of the body gives us a much richer and more hope-filled perspective. It shows us that our real mission as parents isn't just putting out fires, as you were saying, Greg. It's transforming our home into what St. John Paul II called schools of love and virtue, where we help our children learn how to meet their needs, express their feelings, and participate in relationships in healthy, holy ways. Living and loving as Christian disciples.
And that's an important shift. You know, when we think of discipline as discipleship, we discover that parenting isn't about controlling kids. It's about forming hearts. The theology of the body reminds us that God wants every person, even children, to be able to do their part to build and enjoy healthy, holy relationships with God and all the people in their lives. So every time we guide our kids to love well, to handle their feelings appropriately, to communicate kindly, to solve problems thoughtfully, and make good choices even when it's hard, we're teaching them to live their faith in daily life, building the kingdom of God by being witnesses of love.
So sorry to step on you, but you know, really, as you're talking about this, we have to realize that this all starts with changing how we see our role as parents. We're not wardens trying to keep the inmates in line. We're mentors and guides showing our kids through teaching and example what it means to live a Christian life.
And of course, that starts with us, right? We can't teach what we don't practice. So we need to keep deepening our own relationship with Christ and letting His love shape every part of our lives. And also, then, it means learning to be patient with our kids and helping them understand the needs behind their behavior and helping them meet those needs in godly ways. When we do that, we're not just managing bad behavior. We're raising disciples, children who know how much God loves them and how to love Him and others in return. And that's what we want to help you do with your kids. 877-573-7825. The show is titled Kid Conundrums. Do parenting problems have you stumped? Are you feeling a little burned out and tired of just managing bad behavior? And you'd like to maybe do what we're talking about here. Be that mentor who's really able to come alongside of your kids and enjoy helping them be everything God created them to be. 877-573-7825. Whether your kids are littles, school age, teens, or adults, let us help you feel more confident as a parent and explore strategies that really work. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. Then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for this opportunity to bring our families to you, Lord. And we just ask you to bless our children, to bless us, and to help us to be mentors to our kids, to step out of that role of just managing bad behavior and putting out fires, and learn how to come alongside of them as you came alongside us, to teach us how to live and to love as you created us to. Help us to be able to identify the intentions and needs behind our kids' frustrating behaviors, and show them how to meet those needs and express those intentions in healthy, holy ways. Help us to lead our kids to you and to show them how much you love them and we love them, and how much following you will teach them to meet their needs and to express their concerns and feelings in ways that glorify you and help them be their best selves. Help us to create true households on mission to love as you love. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Kid Conundrums. We're talking about parenting, of course, at every age and stage. So whether you've got littles, school-age kids, teens, or adult kids, we're going to help you feel more confident in your role and develop those strategies for not just disciplining, but really mentoring your kids and helping them be who God's calling them to be.
And if you have just gone through that first 9 weeks of school, the parent-teacher conferences, the report cards you weren't crazy about, the things you found out that you're just kind of stumped on how to help, or if you're looking toward the winter and thinking, how do I handle everything else I have to do and dealing with the kids' behavior and all of this, it can be tough, and we're here to help. So give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
We got a question on the Catholic Home app last night, and that's Catholic HOM, stands for Households on Mission, where we walk with families every day and provide the expert coaching and resources that families need to really build more loving, caring, connected Catholic households on mission. But this question from a dad that really fits the topic of the day that I wanted to share with you all.
Yeah, you really said, let's just start with this today, even though it came in on Catholic Home, because it's such a universal situation for so many parents, especially dads, but dads and moms these days, for sure.
So he says, look, I want to discipline my kids more effectively, but I find it difficult because I don't spend a ton of time with them every day compared to their mom due to my work schedule. My wife is at home, but I work outside the home. So I find it difficult to discipline them out of fear that they'll see me one-dimensionally as just an enforcer or party pooper, for lack of a better term. For context, I usually have about 3 hours at home each night with them. Is my fear justified? And how can I be the kind of disciplinarian that you're talking about?
I love this question so much. I'm so grateful for the dad. He was so thoughtful and put it up on the Home app last night. And I think that it's a very justified question. And I think that it's really tough these days for sure. But also, when I think back at like history, how little dads were taught about making real connection with their kids, like all the way before, we go all the way back to black and white TV, dads were very separated. I remember as a tiny, tiny kid watching the Dick Van Dyke Show, and he would just come home every night with a new gift for his kid, like a stick of gum or, you know, something he picked up at the office. And that was the only connection they ever showed between him and his kid. So it's really difficult for men now who want to be present to their children, have a real connection, to even know where to begin.
Well, and I think, you know, the reason I wanted to share this question is because it speaks directly to what we're talking about, especially in the Theology of the Body reflection, that you need to think differently about your role as a parent. You know, if you think of discipline as, I'm going to come home and I'm going to enforce the rules and I'm going to impose consequences and yell at kids and tell them to knock it off, then yeah, you're going to burn up all your emotional capital with your kids, and you're going to be the party pooper and the person that nobody wants to see walk through the door. Yeah. That's absolutely true.
And I would say as the wife in this, the first step really is to have this conversation with your wife to make sure that she feels like she knows what she's doing, that you're working together in discipling these kids all day long. So it's not the old adage of wait till your father gets home and she's a wreck by the end of the day because she hasn't been able to guide the family well and hold order during the day, and she just expects you to fix it all when you come home, because that's putting you at a disadvantage to begin with.
So part of this involves kind of living out this framework that we call this liturgy of domestic church life, which involves, you know, creating habits in the home that build a real structure, that allow there to be order and routine in the home, where everybody kind of knows what to do. But in terms of this larger question about discipline, the approach that we're talking about doesn't have you coming home and, you know, kicking butt and taking names. it has you coming home and saying, okay, guys, you know, come here. When you were doing that, what were you trying to do? Let's figure out how to do that differently. Let's figure out how we could do that better. You know, the kid speaks disrespectfully. All right, I get you're frustrated. That's fine. How can you say that a little bit better? You know, what words can you use that would communicate that need respectfully? Let me help you. The point is, you're coming alongside of the kids, helping them identify what they're trying to do, and then teaching them to do it better. And believe it or not, that approach to discipline will actually draw you closer to your kids and make them grateful for your discipline. I'll share this story that this totally blew my mind. Our oldest,
it's a true story.
Yeah, our oldest was probably 11 at the time. But we used this. He and his sister,
you know,
were just driving each other crazy. They were bickering, and they just really just were not getting along. And so we used an approach that we talk about in our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, that we walked them kind of through the steps of, look, what are each of you trying to do? You know, what are each of you doing that's making this worse? And how can you approach each other better? And it wasn't a lecture. There's a whole process for doing this. I don't have time to get into it, but I'm just giving you an example. So we walked them through this whole process where each of them could kind of own their responsibility in the thing, come to each other and say, look, this is what I was trying to do. I'm sorry I didn't do it this way. I'm going to do it that way from now on. We were able to get them to go through a couple of different scenarios in the future where these steps might be helpful.
What they could do differently, they had to kind of come up with that on their own. We weren't telling them. So they were invested in, we both had a part of this, and what could we have done differently to make it turn out better?
Yeah, and if you're interested, we have, it's a chapter called Sibling Revelry in our Parenting Your Kids with Grace and Parenting Your Teens and Tweens with Grace book. But at the end of it, all right, once the kids went through the whole thing, about 10 minutes later, my son came back to me. Again, he's about 11. He said, Dad, thank you so much for that. I said, what do you mean? It's like, well, I just didn't like her. And I was so mad, you know, all the time. And you really helped me feel better about, you know, being with her and knowing how I could get along. And he was grateful for the help, because he didn't like not getting along with his sister either, right? And so...
But he also, I remember so clearly, he also said to you, thanks for not taking sides.
Mm-hmm.
And that's often
that's right.
The underlying thing in some of these sibling rivalry situations, where not only are they struggling to know how to be in relationship with this person that they got stuck with as a sibling, but they are also scared that mom or dad is going to take somebody else's side over theirs. And this way of doing it takes that pressure off, takes that fear away, because mom and dad are there to mentor, but also help them figure out what to do differently. So there's no he wins, she loses kind of battle going on, even in their minds.
And if I'd come in, you know, with the whole, okay, you know, no more air until you can learn to get along with each other, you know, then I would have burned up all my emotional capital, and I would have been the quote-unquote, what you're saying, party pooper or whatever, enforcer. But instead, I was able to come alongside of them, help them figure out what they were trying to do, help them do it better by actually role-playing it and practicing it with them. And they came out of the other end grateful for the opportunity. So it's all about how you approach that discipline.
That's how you approach the discipline. The other thing I want to say is 3 hours with your kids is a lot more than you think it is if it's intentional. So we're not saying make those 3 hours about, you know, mentoring them through all the problems of the day. It's make sure you're having time to have fun together, that you're having a meal with them in those 3 hours, that you're playing a game, that you're reading a chapter of a book or a few pages of a book together. that you're getting that connection time, that you're all working together as a family to reset the house before bedtime so that nobody's going crazy having to do it themselves.
And these are the habits I was alluding to earlier when I first began. We actually talk about all those habits plus this approach to discipline on Catholic Home. That's Catholic HOM, stands for Households on Mission. You can get it wherever you get your apps, and we'd love to have you as part of that community. Thank you so much for the question. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing with your calls about kid conundrums today on More to Life. Plus, we'll be joined by Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute. He'll be sharing some additional insights from St. John Paul on how to feel more confident and effective as a Catholic parent. Stick around. More to Life coming up after the break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Hi, I'm Angie. Did you know a billboard can save a baby's life? It's true. You can make a difference this holiday by helping us spread the pro-life message to reach those who are struggling with an unplanned pregnancy. Our billboards and ads feature our 800 hotline for help, which connects people to pro-life centers nationwide that can assist with free medical help, baby supplies, and more. Won't you join us in this season of giving? Please make a gift today. Visit ProLifeForCrossAmerica.org. That's ProLifeForCrossAmerica.org.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I went to Las Vegas years and years ago for one of these cable shows. And I was shocked to see all these old ladies in their 70s and 80s getting off that plane, running for a slot machine. You don't have a chance to win. They're all fixed. I know, my uncle used to have slot machines.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Kid Conundrums, as we talk about parenting problems and challenges in raising kids. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute. Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Good morning to you both, Dr. Greg and Lisa. Good to be with you again.
Great to have you with us. So you wanted to share some insights from St. John Paul's letter to families that really offer parents a different perspective on their role.
Yes, yes. And as always, I should just mention that you guys are a real gift to all your listeners and to me, who pops in once a week or so because I'm in the midst of the storm as well with our four kids. So it's just always really helpful. This is a great topic, and you know, I've just been thinking about it this morning since you've been chatting, and this whole task of moving from management into mission and being proactive rather than reactive. So I thought of this great line from John Paul II, and it's in his letter to families, as you mentioned. This came out in 1994, and every time I read this, I hear the soundtrack from the movie The Incredibles, the Pixar film from 2004. So your listeners can right now hear, da-da-da-da-da, here it comes. To the family is entrusted the task of striving, first and foremost, to unleash the forces of good, the source of which is found in Christ. I just love it. I love this call to let authentic communal love in the family radiate out. Do we always taste it? Do I always hear the soundtrack from The Incredibles playing in the Donahue household? No. But this is something really powerful to think about, right? That we do have gifts, unique personalities. If we can get on the same page as you've been discussing this morning, that love, selfless love for the other person and attentiveness to them can unleash the forces of good. I mean, it's an act of faith, but also an act of trust in each other that we've got this potential.
You know, I think that's a really powerful and kind of beautiful image. And I wonder, you know, I think a lot of parents kind of feel intimidated by that, I suppose. But I guess, how do you see that as encouragement for you, as you were saying, you know, in your challenges in parenting your four kids?
Yeah, and I'm thinking right now in particular of my Sheila Grace, who's going to be 13 in just a few days. She is bursting with gifts. She's also bursting with the inability sometimes to express herself. So sometimes it's this movement from just trying to manage and sometimes suppress creativity and passion and finding out, at least in my fatherhood, right, where are the avenues that I can direct this fire and really allow her to be creative. In the film The Incredibles from 2004, the kids have superpowers, the parents have superpowers, but they're kind of afraid and they're ending up suppressing them. But when they really are attentive and find creative ways to release that power, it becomes this bonding moment. So that does take a lot of prayer. It takes a lot of discernment.
Well, and I also think, Bill, that you've hit on something that's so important, which is kind of the theme of the show today, is Pope John Paul II in his letter to families that you just read us said, unleash the powers of good. Let's stop concentrating on suppressing it and work toward unleashing the powers of good in our family by mentoring and discipling our kids instead of just putting out the fires.
And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to tobinstitute.org. That's tobinstitute.org. With that, we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Our show today, Kid Conundrums, as we talk about parenting problems and how to feel more confident in your role.
Looking for a more peaceful family by Christmas? Join Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak for a free live webinar, Have a More Peaceful Family by Christmas. It's Thursday, November 13th from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Discover practical ways to reclaim Advent with purpose, prayer, and joy. Don't let Advent slip by in stress and distraction. Join the Popchaks and turn this season into a sacred success story. Register now at AveMariaRadio.net and make this Advent your most intentional yet. The Heart of the Interior Life with Elizabeth Jangle.
How does God act when a person moves closer to Him? St. Ignatius of Loyola writes in the second of his 14 rules for the discernment of spirits, "And it is proper to the good spirit to give courage and strength, consolations, tears, inspirations, and quiet, easing and taking away all obstacles, so that the person may go forward in doing good." God gives courage and strength to help a person continue to rise from good to better. God also gives consolations and tears. Consolation is a happy, uplifting movement of the heart that assists us in our service to the Lord. Tears reflect the working of God's grace within our hearts. God also gives inspirations that lead to spiritual clarity. He gives a quiet peace within the heart and an easing and taking away of all obstacles. So, as St. Ignatius says, that the person may go forward in doing good.
For more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Raising kids is hard. We all do our best, and we all fear that we failed in some way. Especially when our relationship with our adult kids isn't what we wish it was, it's easy to give in to self-recrimination. Blame, especially self-blame, accomplishes nothing except fostering the feeling that we're stuck and powerless. Rather than ruminating about past mistakes, put your energy in what needs to happen to make your relationship stronger today. Look for opportunities to create a stronger connection with your adult kids. Seek out ways to build trust. Take the initiative. Of course, you need to respect your adult children's boundaries, but let them know that you have no intention of giving up on them and that you're willing to have whatever relationship they're willing to build with you. Start from that point and build from there.
Want more tips for strengthening your relationship with your adult kids? Check out our book, Having Meaningful and Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Kid Conundrums, as we talk about parenting problems and how to feel more confident in your role as a parent, and how to move from this kind of, you know, managing the inmates to actually mentoring your kids to be healthy, godly people. 877-573-7825. Coming up this Thursday, I wanted to share with you, we are hosting a webinar, A More Peaceful Family by Christmas. Advent is upon us very soon. And so this Thursday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, we are hosting a webinar to help you, your parents and kids, use the grace of the Advent season to create a more loving, connected, and caring family life. It is free, thanks to the sponsorship of Ave Maria Radio. And if you'd like to participate, you can go to AveMariaRadio.net and register, again, for free to join us this Thursday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern for our More Peaceful Family by Christmas webinar. Check it out. We hope to see you there.
Again, it's completely free. You're just going to the AveMariaRadio.net website. It's the very first slide there. You click on that so that you can get the link to join us. Again, this Thursday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, register now.
And if you can't make it live, we'll be recording it so we can share it with you. Lots of great tips for how to take advantage of the grace of the Advent season to really have a more peaceful family by Christmas. With that, let's go to our calls at 877-573-7825, talking about parenting today on More to Life.
We're talking now with Clever, I believe it is, in Maryland.
Hello, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I wish I could help my wife because my kids, I have three kids, a 15-year-old girl, 13-year-old boy, and a 10-year-old girl. Basically, for me, if I tell them once, they'll do it, whatever it is. But then for my wife, like, you left your shoes out there, and then they won't listen to it until basically she gets mad and screams at them, and then they'll eventually do it. So if I could find a way of helping her, like, or you know, some coaching things where the kids would listen the first time she says it.
So can you walk me through a little bit? Like, if she asks the kids to do something, like, how is she asking them, and could you set the scene, for example?
Sure. So basically, like, let's say they came out from school, and they'll leave the shoes out in the pantry area where we walk in, and she bought in like a rack for them to put their shoes. It's not that far. They just take out the shoes. They have to put it there. So they'll leave it there, and then they say, hey, you left the shoes. Put them up there. And then they'll be like, okay, I'll get it. And then she'll turn around, and they're not there, and she'll tell them, I told you about the shoes. And then, okay, I got it. And then the last
okay, yeah, no, that gives me a good sense. So here's the problem.
Problem is she turned around.
Yeah, well, exactly. No, so it's look, as yeah. as a rule, good rule of thumb in parenting, if you're not seeing it happening, it ain't going to happen, right? With any kid. This is not just your kids. This is just kids, right? Like they're and it's anybody, right? Like, you know, if I'm doing something and Lisa comes in and says, "Hey, oh, Greg, yeah, can you do this and such?" Yeah, absolutely. I'll get to it.
Yeah,
and
you mean it. You're half length, but you're part of your brain's concentrating on what you're doing and the 50 things that you still have to do. And it's very easy for that one thing, as well-intentioned as it is, to slip your mind because your brain's already pointing in the direction you were pointing.
And as an adult with an allegedly fully formed brain, you know, I can actually have some self-control to pull myself away from the thing that I'm doing and go do the thing that Lisa asked me to do. But kids, they don't have that fully formed brain yet, and they don't have that self-control and self-regulation to be able to make themselves do it. So when we assume that, oh, they're just going to do it because I said so, we're setting ourselves up for frustration and our kids up for failure. So what needs to happen is your wife needs to greet them at the door, and when they come in, you give them a hug and say, put your shoes in the rack.
And she stands there and watch. They can't get past the gate, which is your wife. She's not yelling. She's not screaming. There's no reason for any negativity here. It's just, this is what we do. this becomes a habit. And mom doesn't go off and start the rest of the day until everybody gets their shoes off, puts them on the rack, puts their backpacks where they need to go, and then moves to the next thing that everybody's supposed to be doing. It's a supervised training kind of thing. And I really want parents to get... We've had so many bad examples of parenting where parents are just, even our own, will just kind of like issue an order and expect it to be followed, and they go off and they do their thing. If an NFL coach left the field and did not supervise every play that their players were learning and train and train and train, if your kid's teacher said, okay, do the next 3 pages in your math book, I'm going to go and have a coffee in the teacher's lounge, we'd lose our minds. Why? Because we know no learning happens. But we as parents often say something, walk away, and then get furious that it's not done. It's not that she has to take off their shoes and put them on the rack. It's that she's just there making sure that what she said was heard and the directions are followed, and then she goes, great job. Let's make sure we're doing that every day. And she continues to be there for it.
But she's making it happen every day because it's important to her.
But she's letting them know this is what we do. And then the next step of the day happens.
And so over time, what happens is you create a routine. Now, a routine is like the current that flows through a household that carries everybody along with it. When you do the kind, when you do this kind of thing that we're talking about, right, where you say this has to happen, and you do it consistently at every time of day, you know, so like you're talking about how to handle them walking in the door with their shoes. But if you were talking about, say, you want all the kids to help out cleaning up after dinner, right, you create this routine where, okay, you and your wife stand there at dinner and say, okay, kids, pick up your dishes and take them to the, you know, scrape the plates, put them in the dishwasher, let's all do, you know, and you actually create this routine where every day you do this thing and you're standing there with them, making the thing happen, and you're doing that every day. Eventually, that just becomes part of who they are. They realize that this is an unavoidable part of family life. We do it. Mom and Dad make sure that it happens every day, and it just becomes part of us. And then, you know, these are the kids that walk in the door and put their shoes on the rack, and these are the kids that get up from dinner and take their dishes to the table. Not because they were told to or yelled at, but because you guys created the structure that enabled that to happen so consistently that it became ingrained.
And it's just like anything else that they do at school. They know when they walk in the door in the morning, where their locker is, where their first class is, when the bell rings, they all line up to leave, whatever that is, because it becomes a supervised habit. And if they, right now, the habit is mom says stuff and walks away because she's got a million things to do. She's overwhelmed. I don't blame her. And then they don't get it done. And then she gets irritated and yells, and that's what they know is the trigger to follow the, you know, the rule that she put down.
But as far as they're concerned, mom isn't serious until she's losing her mind.
Because that's the habit that's been trained into them. So we're going to train that back. Now, Clever, you sound like an awesome husband and an awesome dad, so I'm not accusing you of anything at all. But I will say, for all the other men out there who are going, yeah, my wife, blah, 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 let us make sure, gentlemen, that when our wives come to us with a need, or when we're dialoguing and having conversations around our children, that the husbands are showing great respect for their wives. That the husband stops and listens to his wife. That the conversations that we're having show respect. And that we are intentionally calling our children's attention to how great the wife, the mom, is. You know, if I would make dinner, we'd sit down for dinner and we'd say grace, and Greg would say, hey, guys, your mom worked really hard on this meal. Let's all thank mom for all her hard work on this meal and providing food for us. If he was the one who made dinner, I would say the same thing for him. When we are showing our children that our spouse is to be respected and listened to and loved, that goes a long way in training them to show respect and love to their moms. So let's make sure as men that that's going on, but then helping our wives, helping our husbands, if it's the other case, set these supervised routines that become habits.
But again, if you aren't seeing it happen, it ain't happening. right? Never yell, hey, go do this from another room
and expect something to happen. An eye contact from the beginning, right? Because you're saying don't yell. What part of the yell is you're not making any eye contact. Right. You have no idea if they're listening.
You have to be physically there making sure the thing happens. And if you when you do that long enough, then you create a routine that becomes ingrained, and then you don't have to do it anymore. But that's going to take months.
At least, and you don't necessarily have to do it on that habit, but you have to do it on other things. And you do have to be making that eye contact. And you do have to be talking to your children in a way that you know they're listening. You can even have them repeat back what you ask them to do. And that should be forever. You know, go back to your example, Greg. If I come in the middle of your workday and say, hey, Greg, I really need you to work on this sometime today, and walk out, even if you go, yeah, okay, I'm shooting myself in the foot. I need to be able to walk in, stand there, wait till I see that you know I'm in the room, and then say, is this a good time to let you know about something? Can I have a minute of your attention?
Yeah, and by the way, this isn't just because I'm a man. I mean, there are plenty of times wherever I can walk in.
Oh, yeah, because the person that you're talking to
is distracted.
In the middle of something. We're interrupting.
Yeah, like there'll be lots of times where I'll come to you and I'll say something. And it's like, you know what? I'm sorry. I can't. I'm doing this right now.
Give me a minute.
I can't pay attention.
Yeah.
So it's just what people do. So this is the kind of thing, by the way, that we talk about every day on Catholic Home. So if your wife would be interested in getting some support and walking through this, We do parent coaching on the Catholic Home app. Lisa and I and our whole team of pastoral counselors are on there. We have tons of creative resources to help you build a more loving, caring, connected, orderly Catholic home. Check it out. It's Catholic HOM, stands for Households on a Mission. You can get it wherever you get your apps. Become a subscribing family, and we will help you get to where you want to be with this in a way that actually makes you feel energized and happy in your role as a mom or a dad. It's Catholic HOM.
And Clever, you sound like an amazing husband and father. You really, truly do. I want to give you props for that. Truly, think about downloading that app for her, because you're not there all day. She needs some support. She needs some help through this, and it will help the whole family just feel more peaceful, more orderly, more in love with each other and with God, and give you the home you're really striving for.
So check it out.
Thank you for calling.
Catholic HOM, Households on a Mission. With that, we got to go to break. As we head out, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6.
Train up a child in the way they should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Now, listen, we are all familiar with this verse, okay? But training up a child does not mean yelling things at them from the other room. It doesn't mean, you know, taking away everything but air whenever they mess up. It means exactly what we're talking about. Coming alongside of them, helping them identify what they were trying to do, and then teaching them how to do it better.
And in terms of their faith in God, when we live this way, when we're training them up in everything and showing them how to live as godly people and pointing out where God is in their day, that's how they hold on to their faith over a lifetime. It's not train up the child in the way they should go. In other words, just bombard them with catechesis and scripture and they'll be, you know, they'll end up fine. That's not training. It's this habitual walking alongside of, mentoring, helping them be their best selves day in and day out that will really produce what Proverbs 22:6 is saying here.
So tell us, are you tired of feeling like parenting is just one long battle to stop bad behavior? Do you have questions about what it would look like for you to be more of this mentor to your kids that we're talking about instead of just a manager of bad behavior? Are there specific things your kids are doing that you'd like to change for good? Or maybe you're struggling to understand why your kids are doing the frustrating things they're doing, and better yet, how to get them to not do those things anymore. Whether your kids are littles, school-age kids, teens, or adults, we want to help you find faithful, effective ways to respond to all those kid conundrums. 877-573-7825. We'll be back with your questions in just a minute.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
As we approach Thanksgiving, a time to gather with loved ones, we're reminded of our responsibility to safeguard their future. Life's uncertainties can arise without warning, and without a clear legal plan, your wishes may go unfulfilled, leaving your family unprotected. At mycatholicwill.com/Ave, you can create your will at no cost for the privacy of your home. The process is straightforward. Go to mycatholicwill.com/AVE and prioritize your family's peace of mind.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. The land of our Lord and our Lady is calling us. We're heading back to the Holy Land over Christmas break this year. We have the best, most reliable guides and services awaiting us. The holy sites are open, and the local Christians are anxious to see us. Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethlehem. No crowds, no lines. Hope you can join us.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Kid Conundrums, as we talk about those parenting problems that have got you stumped, whether your kids are little, school-age kids, teens, or even adult kids. 877-573-7825. Once again, that's 877-573-7825.
We also want to invite you over to EWTN TV today at 1 p.m. Eastern, where Greg and I will be appearing with the wonderful Johnette Williams. We have a great visit with her set up, and we're going to be talking about how to create a caring, connected Catholic home with Johnette Williams today on Women of Grace on EWTN TV at 1 p.m.
check
Eastern. And you can also check it out on EWTN's streaming service as well.
All right. With that, we are taking your calls about kid conundrums. Lisa, who's up next?
We're talking with Anna, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Connecticut.
Anna, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for all the work you do for us as parents. My question is about my son. He's a 24-year-old, and he finished college, and he never came back to the house. He went to live with his girlfriend. And now, after 2 years, he came back because he had a job that's close from here. His job is close to our house, so he comes here in order to not to spend too much time traveling and saving some gas, obviously. Now, what would be our godly parenting with him? Because he comes and leaves whenever he feels like it. Like if there is something that he has to do with his girlfriend, so he's gone. And he let us know from the job, I'm not coming home today. I'll come back another day. Or I'm not coming today. Or he will not answer my text saying anything.
So, Anna, what? He won't answer your text. So I can intuit from the pain in your voice, from the questions you seem to be asking, but I want to know, what is the biggest problem here
like
for
how
you
is,
that we
how
can
does
handle?
This how does this inconvenience you, or how is it a problem for you that he is, you know, coming to the house the way he is?
Yeah, what's your biggest concern here?
Well, let's say my husband and I, we want to count with him for some things. Let's say he will help us with the garbage or something. And he will not be here to do that. If we want him to help us,
he's not part of your house.
The car.
I mean, he doesn't live at the house. He just stays there periodically, right? I mean, so he's not part of your household, so he's not going to be doing chores around the house. I mean, like if you wanted him to help with a particular project or something, you could set an appointment for that.
But what I'm hearing here, Anna, is there's a lot of confusion in the roles here. You know, he finished college. And then he moved in with his girlfriend. And now he comes back because it's convenient. So he's eating your food and he's, you know, making a mess in your house to some point or another. And you don't really know when he's coming and when he's going. And there is a lack of separate adult lives happening here. And he is trying to live the life of a little boy instead of a full-grown man. He doesn't respect himself or his girlfriend enough to make a real commitment and get married. They're living together, they're playing house, and that's not adulthood. He doesn't respect you enough to call you, answer your texts, or let you know when he's coming or going. He's using you to be a little boy again and to make his life more convenient. That doesn't mean you have to hate on him or be mad at him or anything else. It means you set a structure. Well, and you say, Dad and I are adults and we have our own lives and we need to be able to not just have somebody coming and going at will in our house.
And I would just say, that asking him to take out the trash when he is there isn't going to help him be more grown up.
Exactly.
Right? But, you know, if you say, look, I need you to call and let us know when you're going to be here, and if you don't, you can't stay.
Yeah, and ask us if it's convenient.
And then you change the locks so that only you have the keys, right? And if he doesn't call, the doors are locked. And if he comes to the door, you look at it and say, honey, I'm so sorry. You didn't call, and our deal was that you have to call and let us know. And you're a full-grown man, and your dad and I have our own lives, and I'm sorry, this is not a convenient day for you to be here.
And if the girlfriend had the sense God gave a duck, she would do exactly the same thing. Because right now he's floating around with two women in his life, just making life as easy as it can be for this guy who has a college education and is an adult and has a job. And he needs to be gently, lovingly, firmly pushed in the direction of being an adult.
By the way, this is sort of the adult kid version of what we were just talking about with our previous caller. You know, the previous caller, he was saying that the kids don't listen to his wife, right? And the example that he gave was the kids come in and they don't put the shoes where they belong, and she has to yell and yell and yell and yell and yell. And basically, her approach is, I need to convince my kids to do what I've asked them to do. That's your approach too. How do I convince my son to be a grown up? You don't. You stand there and you make it happen. Right, so just like we said to this guy that he has to tell his wife, okay, you know, stand in the hallway. The kids come in the door and say, give him a big hug, welcome home. Put your shoes on the rack.
Yeah.
Right, and you make it happen. You tell him, your son, anytime you want to come here, you're welcome, but you need to call us first to make sure it's okay. And if he doesn't call, the door is locked, and he's standing on the outside banging on the door. And you say, honey, I'm sorry, I told you you had to call first. You didn't do that, so you're not welcome here today. And it'll blow his mind, but it needs to be blown.
But he graduated from college. Now he needs to graduate into adulthood. And by having this coming and going, oh, whatever, and you're trying to save money, and it's fine. He needs a plan. He needs a purpose. He needs respect for himself, his parents, and this young woman. She needs some respect for herself. And he needs to realize he has accomplished a lot. There's the majority of people in this country do not get the privilege of completing a college degree and getting a job, and he has. And now it's time for him to walk into that adulthood with respect for himself, his girlfriend, and his parents. And mom and dad, this kid hopefully will get married, have a wife, have children, have a life. It's time for you to figure out a plan to take the garbage to the curb yourself, to handle those bigger things yourself. Of course, we can always call on our children when there's a major project and we need help and schedule it with them. But this coming and going and waffling
thing.
Well,
in this nonsense about not answering your texts. I mean, if I texted my kid and he didn't text me back, and then he shows up at my door and says, "Can I stay the night?" No, because you didn't talk. You ignored me.
Yeah,
you don't get to use my house and ignore me.
Respect
Sorry.
Is the price of admission.
So yeah,
truly.
So this is not again the question of how do you convince him to be a grown up and respect you. It's no, I'm going to enforce some rules that actually require him to respect me.
Yeah. So you and your husband talk about, pray about, what is it you want, what needs to happen in your son's life. But truly, this is not just about him coming and going. This is about the fact that he's pretending to be a little boy and playing house with this young woman and not respecting himself, not respecting this woman, not respecting you, and somebody's got to show him firmly, gently, lovingly how to do that. And Anna, that's you.
Thank you so much for the question. Folks, that's all the time we've got for today's show. We've been talking about parenting on our show titled Kid Conundrums. And if you'd like more support in creating a more loving, caring, connected household on mission, download the Catholic HOM app. And also join us this Thursday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern to learn about our webinar, A More Peaceful Family by Christmas. You can go to AveMariaRadio.net and sign up for that there. But we want to help you with all these resources be a more effective Catholic parent. Also, you can check out CatholicCounselors.com, where we can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.